This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. I was just reporting, by the way, the fact that Stanford University study is out. If you weren't with us at the end of hour number one, it's the start of hour number two, 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Stanford study reports that masks are completely ineffective to block transmission of COVID. There is zero. We've all acted like morons for over a year for no reason. Masks did nothing for you. This isn't Wayne Root saying that. Stanford University is saying it. Stanford's medical study is saying it. It does nothing. It's completely ineffective to block the transmission of COVID-19. And by the way, last May, the New England Journal of Science, New England Journal of Medicine said the exact same thing, that masks don't work except in a medical setting with a doctor in the middle of surgery so he doesn't cough and his germs don't, you know, his germs and saliva don't land inside the stomach of the guy whose stomach he's cut open on the operating table. Other than that, there's no reason for a mask. If you're in a COVID ward and you're a nurse, absolutely wear a mask. But for the average person, there's zero reason to wear a mask and that they can cause health deterioration and premature death. No surprise to me. Lack of oxygen going to your brain, and all day long you're breathing in bacteria and virus on the mask. So I reported on that. Now I'm going to report on lockdowns, because study after study I've read to you on this show proved to you lockdowns don't work. If lockdowns are needed, here's a new column out. If lockdowns from Zero Hedge, if lockdowns are needed, why did more people die in states that locked down than those that didn't? I've been saying this for a year. All the deaths are in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all the liberal states, Illinois, California, all the liberal states of all the COVID and all the death. And what have they got in common? They're all wearing masks. They're all locked down. All the businesses are closed. All the non-essential businesses are closed. Of course, Costco's always open. Walmart's always open. Lowe's and Target are always open. I mean, you know, let's face it. COVID germs are like, Costco, I love you. I'll never hurt you when you walk into Costco. We love Costco. COVID germs are like, we love Target. We love Lowe's. We love Home Depot. We're never going to hurt you when you walk into Home Depot. Whole thing is so ridiculous. It's just ludicrous. For the last year, you know, believe it or not, macho, straight, Republican, conservative Wayne Root loves flowers. I love flowers. I've put the most gorgeous garden in the back of our home. Wayne Root did it. That's right. I swear to you. And I go to the garden center. There's actually two or three of them I go to. And I spend a lot of money on flowers. And our backyard is gorgeous. And for the last year, the whole time COVID, we were shut down, the whole time businesses were shut down, the whole time people were locked down, I'm out buying flowers, no problem. You can walk around buying flowers, no problem. But if you walk into a non-essential store, you're going to die. I've been going to Costco for the last year and a half, no problem. But if you walk in a normal store, non-essential, you'll die. It's also, and by the way, don't forget, in March and April and May, there was no mask mandate in Nevada. Only starting, I believe, June 1st, we had a mask mandate. And it was so ludicrous because when we were at the height of thinking everyone was going to die, I never thought that, but these morons just said, everyone's going to die, millions are going to die. I'm walking around Costco with no mask. I'm walking around Home Depot with no mask. I'm walking around Lowe's with no mask. I'm walking around everywhere with no mask. I went in my bank. All those months I went in my bank, never put a mask on once. Lots of other people, most people had masks on. Open the economy event in April in Vegas, 10,000 people showed up. 10,000! I didn't wear a mask, said hi to everybody.
And then through two more of them, one in late October before the election, and one in January 6th after the election. And thousands of people showed up. The last one I really think was close to 7,000 or 8,000 again. The one in between was about 4,000 or 5,000 people. So altogether, I must have said hi and shook hands and hugged about, let's say the first one was only 8,000 people, not 10. Let's say the second was only 4, not 5. So that's 8 and 4 is 12,000. And the last one was, let's say, 7,000. I think it really was more like 8. But let's say 12 and 7. 19,000 people came to Wainwright events in Las Vegas during COVID. And none of them, most of them, were not wearing masks. And I shook hands with all of them and thanked every one of them one by one. Showed up hours early and thanked everybody. And I never wore a mask. And I never got sick. And they're trying to tell you that masks are the answer. Really. No, the answer is, in my opinion, this is an opinion show, it's my humble opinion, not a doctor, not a scientist, the answer is vitamins. It's building your immune system and taking antiviral and immune-boosting vitamins. If you take enough vitamin D, enough vitamin C, enough zinc, enough colloidal silver, enough kaolic garlic, enough probiotic, enough quercetin, enough selenium, that's the mix. Oh, and before you go to bed, you need melatonin, which boosts your immune system before you go to bed and throughout the night while you're sleeping. All of those together have made me strong. Doesn't mean I'll never get COVID. Nobody could make that statement. There is no such thing. Doesn't mean I can cure COVID. Nobody could make that statement. And I never, ever made those statements. But I do believe all the things I'm taking gave me a strong immune system and gave me a better shot of either not getting it or maybe I've even had it. For all I know, I've had it twice. Maybe I had it three times at all three events. I don't know. But when your immune system's strong enough, lots of people get COVID and you don't even know it. Is that a single symptom? So who knows? I have no idea, but I know that I haven't had the flu in probably 25 or 30 years. I know I've gotten like two colds in the last 25 years. I know I've never had a cold. This much is a fact you all can testify to. I'm now on the radio 6 years. I've never been sick in 6 years. Never missed a day due to being sick. Never missed a day due to having a cold. Never had the flu. Never had anything. Never had a sore throat, never had a voice that couldn't go on the air, even though, of course, I wear out my voice all the time, but never enough to not do the show, and it never has to do with being sick. It has to do with talking too much. I've got a big mouth and never stops yapping on the show and off the show. But you're all a witness. I've never missed a show, never had a cold. You could tell. You could hear me on the air. You never heard that. I mean, I've never been sick. In 6 years of doing radio, how's that possible? In the middle of COVID, how's that possible? Well, I'm telling you, I've been sick twice in 25 years with little colds, and I've never had the flu in 25 or 30 years. Because of the vitamins, because of my exercise, because of my healthy diet. That's what you need to be healthy all the time. Forget about COVID from anything. But here's the thing. During the autumn and winter, a new surge in COVID infections prompted most U.S. states to reimpose restrictions, but a few resisted. 11 states did not impose a stay-at-home order and left people at liberty to leave their homes whenever they wished. Of these, 4, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and South Dakota, did not impose any restrictions at all and treated it pretty much like any other winter. Although there are various other differences between states that might have affected COVID, because they all form part of one country, there are enough similarities to make comparisons useful. In particular, if lockdowns are effective and necessary to prevent hundreds of thousands of extra deaths, then those states which didn't lock down should have had a far worse death rate or death toll. If the death tolls are not worse, but about the same or better, then lockdowns cannot be having any effect or any impact at all on COVID deaths. So here's the chart. It's so small I can't even read it with my eyes. As you can see, states which did not lock down over the winter, far from having many times more COVID deaths, actually had fewer. So they're trying to be fair. There may be demographic or other reasons some states have a higher or lower number of deaths. They're being too nice because, you know, Florida was much lower than, say, New York or New Jersey, right? Florida's on the low end of the deaths. Florida has a demographic of all old people. They have the most old people in America. So how do you suppose Florida had so many fewer COVID deaths? So it says there may be other differences, you know, they're trying to be fair, but even so, if lockdowns are supposed to suppress the virus to low levels and thus prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths, how is this possible? The only conclusion is lockdowns did not work and did not suppress the virus. I could have told you that. I could have told you how many times I tell you on the show about the studies in Israel and the study in Marine recruits in, I think, South Carolina. But it was just, it was in San Diego. Marine recruits in San Diego. They divided them into a severe lockdown, strictest in America, and no lockdown in the middle of COVID. And guess who got sick more often? The ones in strict lockdown got more COVID than the ones. But in general, it was about even. Meaning it has no difference at all. And the conclusion is reinforced by looking at the death tolls in the four states which imposed no restrictions at all over the winter, the average of which is 1,716 deaths per million. So remember that figure. 1716, it was a great year. 1,716 deaths per million. And in the states that did lock down, 1,736 deaths per million. Whew. Florida reopened in the autumn, Georgia and South Carolina in the spring of 2020, and South Dakota never closed. Yet overall, they've suffered fewer COVID deaths per million than the states which imposed stay-at-home lockdowns this summer. So the fact is, lockdowns don't work. The fact is, there were never going to be millions and millions of Americans dead. The fact is, the numbers that you're seeing right now are all false. All false. Right? When you hear 500,000 dead, 600,000 dead from COVID, no, greatly exaggerated. The real number from COVID, I don't know it. I have no idea. Maybe you don't know it either. Probably like 150,000. And that's kind of, you know, a high number in a very bad flu season. And nobody can say this was not a bad flu season. No one could say COVID isn't bad. No one could say COVID wasn't 10 times more easy to catch. You know, there's no question about that fact. And no one could say that there weren't people in the hospital and there weren't people dying. No one's trying to say that. Some really nice people died. I know two of them, you know, around here. But the end result is lockdowns don't work, masks don't work, vaccines are very scary, very experimental. And voter ID, by the way, does work. Democrats lie about everything.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've
been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. God, I hate everything about Biden's administration. I hate everything happening in the United States today. The U.S. issues a rare warning to Israel. Not to Israel's enemies. I had to look at this three times. I thought it was saying, oh my gosh. I was like, Biden issued a warning to Iran? No. U.S. issues a rare warning to Israel. Attacks on Iran are interfering with the Vienna talks. So they're not issuing a warning to Iran. They're issuing a warning to Israel to leave Iran alone because we're in the middle of talks over a new Iranian nuclear deal, which is another, you know, French hands-up job. Wave the white flag. I'm French. People asked me a long time ago, what color uniform did the French army wear? And I said, I don't really know, but I know their pants are brown. Pants are brown in the back and yellow in the front. I don't know about the rest of the uniform, but I know what the pants look like. Because that, you know, what was it? Was it Patton who said, I'd rather have the French army in front of me than behind me? In other words, he'd rather fight and die against the French army that have them behind you backing you up, because they won't back you up. They put the white flag up. And, of course, if they're in front of you and you fight them, a few of your men will die, but overall you'll crush them. Rather have the French army in front of me than behind me. Who wants him as an ally? And that's what the Democrats are. They're the French. You know, the French folded the minute the Nazis invaded. The French folded, like in a minute. I was just watching a history of World War II. It was so embarrassing how quickly the French folded. Nobody expected it. They had no idea the Germans would take France in a matter of a couple of days. Boy, they didn't know the French people the way I know the French people. But the U.S. issues a rare warning to Israel. Can you imagine? Our closest Mideast ally, maybe our closest ally in the world, certainly they were when Trump was president. Now they're not an ally at all. Matter of fact, our allies are all the enemies of the world. And Israel's one of our enemies.
but we issued a warning to Israel over its escalating actions against Iran. Because we don't want anything to upset the nuclear talks in Vienna. Israeli media reports the Biden administration and back-channel communications has voiced displeasure not only with recent covert attacks, particularly the April 11th incident at the Natanz nuclear site, but its willingness to leak its culpability to the public. According to Israel's Ynet News, Washington has informed Jerusalem of its displeasure over recent attacks against Iranian targets attributed to Israel, as well as what it called boasting by Israel regarding these incidents. Immediately after the Natanz blackout incident, which is believed to have destroyed crucial Iranian centrifuges, isn't that wonderful? Setting back operations by months for Iran to have a nuclear bomb, isn't that wonderful? The Biden administration sought to distance itself from the sabotage. However, Israeli intelligence essentially owned up to it in an international leak to the New York Times. But some commentators are pointing out that Israel has been forthright from day one, saying openly it intends to do everything possible to prevent a new nuclear deal from forming. Of course they do, because they understand it's a suicide pact. Tel Aviv has long believed the Iranians will build a bomb under the cover of the nuclear deal, the nuclear treaty deal. And meanwhile, in Vienna, there were positive reports over the weekend that the U.S. and the Iranian sides are actually on the cusp of pursuing a new understanding. Well, of course they are. Folks, it's the same bribery. I keep saying the Chinese communists are bribing the Democrat Party and all the leading Democrat politicians. I keep saying the Mexican drug cartel are bribing the politicians. Well, so's Iran, don't you? I mean, people are so naive. People don't understand that if there's a nuclear deal and it involves handing over hundreds of billions of dollars, they're going to carve out like $10 billion as a thank you to John Kerry and the negotiators, and they're going to deposit it into a Swiss bank account. It's meaningless. If someone's going to give you $200 billion or $300 billion, what's the big deal if you carve out $5 or $10 billion and you give it as a bribe to make sure it's an even better deal? Maybe you were going to get $100 billion, but now you get $200 billion because you gave a $5 billion bribe to John Kerry. This is what's happening in the United States of America, sure as I'm standing here. These are all payoffs, all of these. Nobody would do these deals. Nobody in their right mind would do these deals. And nobody in their right mind would attack Israel. My God, attack Israel like this. When it's Iran that should be attacked. The sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI, Asset Strategies International. With all this going on and the world at the brink of war and the United States raising white flags and the dollar weakening and all the money being spent by Biden that will lead us into a tragic collapse. You got to own gold and silver. They may be your only salvation. And that brings up the official gold sponsor of the show, ASI, Asset Strategies International. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them Wainwright sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you get to keep what's yours.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the jury is now deliberating the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Closing arguments in the three-week trial concluded on Monday, and the jurors will be sequestered at a hotel until they reach a verdict. If convicted on the top charge of second-degree unintentional murder, Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison. Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz saying no matter what the outcome, things need to remain peaceful.
We cannot allow civil unrest to descend into chaos. We must protect life and property. But we also must understand very clearly, if we don't listen to those communities in pain and those people on the streets, many of whom were arrested for speaking a fundamental truth, that we must change or we will be right back here again.
President Biden met with Republican senators on Monday to discuss infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. I'm sure the country is definitely on fire. And by the way, country will really be on fire. You know, I mean, metaphorically, it's on fire is what I'm trying to say. Bad things happening with the Biden administration. But reality is it could really be on fire this week. Be very careful. If any verdict comes in, if we're not on the air, if I'm on the air, I'll let you know quickly. Get ready to go home from work quickly. Or get ready to barricade yourself in your home. Get your guns out. Get ready to not go shopping. Leave wherever you are quickly. Because it could be a rough night. It could be a rough week. It could be a rough month. And speaking of that, we've got Dave Workman with us, spokesman from the Second Amendment Foundation. There's good timing. Just telling everyone to get their guns handy. Senior editor of thegunmag.com. And, of course, I'm always talking about legal guns, legal, licensed, registered guns. In any state, we have to be licensed and registered. Not the illegal kind, but he is the senior editor of thegunmag.com. Dave Workman, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fantastic. The country isn't, but I am.
Fired up, so.
I am fired up. Are you kidding me? I see America being taken away from us every day. And this is like, you know, under Obama, I thought it was horrible. This makes Obama look like a capitalist Republican president. That's how fast this is happening. And I believe it's because Obama is president. I believe it's his third term. I believe he's in the shadows, treating Biden like a puppet, making his mouth move. Brain is obviously dead of Biden, and Obama's the one running the show. And all the things he couldn't do in his first 8 years, he's doing now under the cover of Biden as president. Now he can do whatever he wants to do because it's not him, and he could just be as communist or as Marxist and as anti-American as he really wants to be. And that seems to be what's happening. But let's talk about a recent survey by McLaughlin Associates, which showed the public overwhelmingly supports guns, overwhelmingly supports legal guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, otherwise known as the Second Amendment. Yes?
Yeah. It was an interesting study. It was released last Thursday, and I had a chance to write about it two or three times for different publications, always taking a different kind of attack, you know. Looking at one part of the study, looking at one another part of the study for a different publication. And really what it shows, I think, is an overwhelming support out there for the Second Amendment. People understand, I think, that when push comes to shove, the Second Amendment is going to be there as their fallback position. We saw this, I think, last year in the during the COVID crisis, when something like 21 million firearms were sold, and 8 million of the people who bought them were first-time gun buyers. That's never happened before.
Right. I see it every day. I see it every day. I'm a gun buyer. I'm a gun buyer, Dave. And when I go buy guns, every single place says we're out of them. We're out of guns, we're out of ammo, and if you want to get a gun, it's a lot more expensive. Price have gone up, ammo price have gone way up. Scary.
Well, that's the law of supply and demand. But, you know, economics 101, anybody who went to high school and did math kind of understands that one. But I think that the jury is back as far as gun ownership is concerned. When we saw that many people going to gun shops for the first time, people who in some cases had never wanted to have a firearm in their home, they went to a gun shop over the COVID thing. And then, of course, it went from COVID to the civil unrest in the cities following the George Floyd incident, which, incidentally, that the jury has that case now. I think that people looked at what was going on. They saw these demands for eliminating police departments or firing police or cutting police budgets. And it suddenly occurred to them that, hey, you know, we're going to be on our own here. I better go buy a gun. And 8 million of them did. It's it's an interesting thing that has come through, I think, in this this survey done by McLaughlin. And, you know, McLaughlin, I talked to him on the phone the other day, and he's a reliable pollster. He understands poll numbers. He got into this, I think, with a wide open mind. The poll was done, actually. He was commissioned to include some questions on a broader poll by the Second Amendment Foundation because, frankly, SAF wanted to know what was going on out there. And you hear all of this stuff from opinion people about, oh, guns this, guns that, nobody likes guns. Well, we wanted to find out, and we did. And the first story I did the other day was for Ammo Land, which has a broad reach. And I think if people want to go there and read what I wrote and then follow the story over to Liberty Park Press, the Gun Mag, and Conservative Firing Line, which all got stories out of this, I think they're going to get a pretty solid impression of what America really thinks about guns and gun ownership.
And I assume this is from the McLaughlin poll. 72% of Americans support the right to keep and bear arms. Is that correct? That's from McLaughlin?
Yeah.
Huge number. Huge number.
Well,
that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, well, in any general election, that would be a landslide. It would be a slaughter of whoever was the loser. And this is a poll that most polls will they'll take random surveys around the country. You know, they'll talk to 1,000 people or 1,200 people. And these guys are good at what they do. McLaughlin, Rasmussen, Gallup, they do this stuff for a living. They understand how to do this. They've got a plus-minus factor of maybe 3 to 3.5% accuracy with up to a 95% reliability. And, you know, I pay attention to that sort of thing because as a journalist, it makes a lot of sense to follow what the people think. And, you know, we don't make up the answers. Nobody forces people to provide the answers, whether you like them or not. That's the interesting thing about these guys who do, you know, the professional polling. They know how to ask a question. They know how to keep the data. And if you look at the other question, 73.4%, I don't have it in front of me right now, felt that repealing the Second Amendment is a bad idea, and they want to maintain the right to keep and bear arms, and you know, good for them.
Well, you know, the thing is, and we're talking to Dave Workman, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, senior editor of thegunmag.com. It's obvious, Dave, that people could see that most of the Democrats are frauds; they're just hypocrites. So, as an example, you've got the Squad, right? The Squad. They want to take away our guns. They want to defund the police. And, of course, they're very anti the wall. The wall would be racist. But they all live in homes or communities with walls around them. And they've all got, you know, they spend thousands on private security to protect themselves. And their private security guards have guns. So they don't want us to have guns. They have guns. They don't want us to have police. They have private security forces. They don't want us to have walls or fences or gates. And they've got walls, fences, and gates. Every Democrat lives in a mansion with walls, fences, and gates for the most part in this country. You know, every Democrat, meaning leading politician I'm talking about now. And so they're just complete hypocrites. The average middle class person sees this.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, there's two kinds of people, the people who have and everybody else. And frankly, everybody else is where you and I are at. We're out there, that great unwashed public, I guess it's been described as. But, you know, we have rights, too. We have a right to be secure in our homes and in our persons. We have a right to be able to move about freely in public. We also have I think it's the oldest human right, is the right of self-preservation. You know, all the other rights kind of came after recognition of the other rights, but the right of self-preservation to protect yourself or your family from an attack is very important, and I think it is the oldest natural human right. And in today's environment, if that requires a firearm, go for it. And a lot of people have been doing that.
Well, you know, look, it's a scary world out there, and not only do we have a right to have arms, but we know that the people out there looking to hurt us all have arms, and they don't care about gun control, they don't care about laws, they don't care about registrations, they don't care about any rule the government puts forth. The people that are going to mug us and carjack us and home invade us and murder us and rape us absolutely have guns, and if you don't have them, then you're going to be a fish in a barrel. You know, you're just helpless if someone's got a gun. That brings me last point of the day here in this interview is just, you know, with all these mass shootings going on around the country, the Democrats use it as an example why we shouldn't have guns. They all seem to happen in no gun zones, and therefore our side, the good people, have no gun to defend themselves. They might shoot the guy before he kills 20 people. You know, they might only kill one, and they get him before the other 19. We need guns to protect ourselves.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a point I think I've made it for several times, and I've interviewed other people who are leaders in the gun rights movement, and they agree. You know, instead of making gun-free zones where it's pretty much a target-rich environment and a risk-free environment, if there are people in those areas who can defend themselves and others, I think it'd be a little bit different game out there, and it's certainly a lot safer for the people who have the firearms and can fight back.
Hey, Dave, we got to run. Spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, Dave Workman, senior editor of thegunmag.com. Thank you, Dave, for coming on the Wayne on the Root Show.
That was a pleasure. Thank you.
The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. America's on fire. Let's see if we can solve the problem when we get back. Wayne on the Root, the Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I'm back. Revive Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though services are virtual, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. So no long waits, no hassles of visiting a doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month. Join. There are no co-pays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new, and Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. It's ideal if you're uninsured or underinsured or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com, revive, and then put a dash, and then healthcare.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24/7, revive-healthcare. And for those who hear me talking all the time about Liberty HealthShare and telling you how great they are, this is not a replacement for Christian healthcare sharing. This is what you do in addition to Christian healthcare like Liberty Healthcare, because they have nothing to do with prescriptions, right? You get nothing from Liberty for prescriptions, and certainly they don't deliver from the pharmacy to your door. But for $59 a month, there are no co-pays on prescriptions, and you save hundreds of dollars on medication. So this is the perfect thing to go along with Liberty Health. This is not something instead of. It's perfect to go along with your Christian healthcare sharing or other alternative healthcare plans. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. I mean, speaking of everything going wrong at once, everything. The Biden administration orders ICE and Border Patrol to stop using terms illegal alien and assimilation. Biden hinted at a previous executive order such a policy change could be coming. And now it's coming. They have ordered departments to change the terms used to describe immigration matters, including how to refer to those who enter the country illegally. The administration's order came in the form of memos sent to the leadership of ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Department of Homeland Security official confirmed to Fox News several changes are being made to words that ICE and CBP will use. Alien will now be non-citizen or migrant. Alienage will be changed to non-citizenship. Unaccompanied alien children will be non-citizen unaccompanied children. undocumented alien and illegal alien will be undocumented non-citizen, undocumented individual, or migrant. Assimilation will be integration or civil integration. Immigrant assimilation will be immigrant integration. Wow. I mean, the entire purpose of the Biden administration is to screw over American citizens and patriots, just screw us over, call us terrible names, denigrate us, ruin our lives, tax us to death, kill our jobs, lock us in our homes, close our businesses, and to help out illegal aliens and let all the illegal aliens who want to come to America into the across the open border, the porous open border. It's sick. And now it's the wording. You understand? Sticks and stones may hurt my bones. Is that how it goes? But names will never hurt me. Something like that. Sticks and stones may break my bones, right? But names can never hurt me. I believe that's the way it goes. And my father taught me that a long time ago. Nope, not with Democrats, not with snowflakes. Names are everything. You can't call someone an illegal alien anymore. I don't think they realize the backlash that's coming. The backlash that's coming is going to be so huge and so vicious. Joe Biden makes me sick to my stomach. And Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, walks back Joe Biden's dementia slip of the tongue. Because he described the situation at the border as a crisis Saturday. After months of refusing to call it a crisis or admit it's a crisis, he called it a crisis on a morning show. And she walks it back and says the president does not feel children coming to our border is a crisis. Does not feel. Oh, that's not a crisis at all. No, of course not. These are sick people, man. These are evil, evil people. Biden spoke to reporters after playing a round of golf. I'm surprised he even remembers how to hit the ball. I'm surprised he doesn't see the ball talking back to him. Yeah. Sick. Biden came under heavy criticism from progressives on Friday after the administration announced it would be leaving in place President Trump's refugee cap of 15,000, later announced the cap would be revised upward in May. He just like the French with the white flag, the way he does it with Iran, the way he does it with our enemies around the world, the way he does it with the border, that's what he does to everything that liberals scream at him about. You know, just, okay, I'll give in, you can have whatever you want. Biden, in response to a question about the refugee cap, says we're going to increase the number. The problem was the refugee part was working on the crisis that ended up on the border with young people. We couldn't do two things at once. Now we're going to increase the number. But at least he called it a crisis. Be thankful for little things. Then she comes back and says, No, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that. When we get back, a few I told you so's, because, man, I told you so. Hour number three coming up next, 5 o'clock hour in the left coast, right here, like Las Vegas, California. People's Republic of Communist California, otherwise known as Mexifornia. And it's 5 o'clock here coming up, and it is 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Last hour still to come. Wayne Alaroot, the root's on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we're going to do. That's what we do every day on the show. That's what we're going to do in the next hour. Prepare for war, because it's coming. Don't kid yourself. It's coming. Civil war is coming. I'm not asking for it. I don't want it, but it's coming. What they've done to this country is beyond the pale, beyond my imagination. Sick, perverted, pathetic, pure evil. Democrats are pure evil. We'll be right back. Wayne Alaroot, the Warrior.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.